The scriptures for this evening, I've chosen one of the scriptures that we would be saying traditionally at the Episcopal service. But I warn you now, the scripture that I've chosen, which is the Gospel of Matthew, may not appear to have a whole lot to do with my message for this evening. But I will let you be the judge of that. This is a reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 1 through 6 and 16 through 21. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we ask that you come to us and you break our hearts open with love of you. Amen. So, Ash Wednesday, all of Lent, and mostly Holy Week are probably my very favorite season. It's a time for us to go deep and to reflect. And it begins this evening. As you have the ashes placed on your forehead, and as we say the words, "You are dust, and to dust you will return." I think that this is easily the most real statement that we repeat each year. And I wonder what you hear when you hear it said. What do you hear when you have those ashes marked on your forehead? And the minister says, "You are dust, and to dust you will return." What do you feel when this happens? What are you thinking in the midst of this action? You see, we are connected to one another. We are connected through both our physical and our spiritual being. And Ash Wednesday is our profoundest response to the reminder of these connections. In the creation stories, we hear about how God made us, formed from the dirt on the ground. The soil of God's creation formed into human beings by God's will. But at this point, we are nothing more than simple clay dolls with form but without substance. It will be when God's breath gives us life that we become We become who we are and who we are meant to be. The immenseness of this, our reality, is our twofold nature of the physical and the spiritual. Both are gifts from a God whose generosity is experienced by us each day of our journey as we walk. I suspect that we don't always pay attention to that generosity as we trudge through our lives. And that's simply got to be okay. For the weight of carrying this burden of not paying attention would overwhelm us. This is our very humanness. But on this day, the day we are reminded of the ground of our being, this is the day for us to pay attention. This is the day for us to remember out loud, we are God's gift. I invite you to embrace willingly and passionately that gift of God's love and the life that God has given to you, to remember that it is in your humanness that you will find your soul, to remember that through your finite existence rests the eternalness of God. Amen.